I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The myth, the man, the legend, Stan Lee, the comic book genius. He recently passed away and he meant a lot to so many people. But Stan was also my friend, a client, and someone who I admire greatly. The last few years of Stan's life brought his own super story, one filled with a tangled web of betrayal, lost fortune, and a constant reminder that you need to own your own bank account no matter how famous you might be. I'm Shauna Compton-Game, this is Millennial Money, and today we're talking, you don't have to be Stan Lee to be a superhero.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Hey, today's Ask Shauna is a success story that I wanted to share with you. I love when I get these success stories because they come from you and it means that stuff's actually working. So this one comes from Brianna, and Brianna says, "Hi, Shauna, I just wanted to tell you my money success story. Last October, we received a letter from our mortgage company that our monthly payment was going up from $990 to $1,500 due to issues with our escrow calculation and lack of funds.
We thought we were going to lose the house because we were already living paycheck to paycheck. I decided to buckle down and learn how to manage our money. I started listening to your podcast, downloaded You Need a Budget as you suggested, started planning out our meals. While getting to know our numbers, we learned we were blowing through our money on food and started to always keep a budget. I also made a plan using the debt snowball calculator to get our debts paid off. As of today, I have one out of three credit cards paid off, a fourth I use to get points that are paid off monthly, and the mortgage has been covered without issue. We received another letter from the bank saying that our escrow balance had been paid off, and next year we will have $1,100 a month instead of $1,500 a month, effectively putting $400 back in our account monthly. And we plan to use that to bust out the rest of our debt and continue to contribute to our retirement, which we weren't really paying attention to before all of this. Life threw us a huge curveball, and with your podcast and advice, and us making good money habits, we learned so much and we ended up ahead at the end of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know where we would be if we hadn't found your podcast and took control of our finances. Wow, this is such an amazing success story, such a transformation. I think it's just proof that you can wake up one day, decide to make positive changes. Even the smallest little thing can make a difference in your life, in your finances, no matter what your income is or how much or how little you have in your bank account. And Brianna's story is proof. I mean, she just buckled down and she just made changes, and the proof is in the pudding. And I know so many of us are living paycheck to paycheck, and it's tough, it's stressful, it's frustrating. Maybe you've even lost a job this year. I've been there myself a few times when the money just wasn't adding up. It just didn't make sense. And I was trying to stretch every dollar I had in my bank account. And that's really when I got the most resourceful and diligent with my finances. And honestly, that was times when I really started to see change. And it was super inspiring to me, even as a financial professional. It was like, wow, yeah, this stuff actually works. The advice I'm giving, it actually works. Sometimes I even surprise myself. So, you know, even if you're flush with cash, I don't want you to take that for granted, because so many things in life can come. There are lots of curveballs, and I don't want to be, you know, a negative Nancy and focus on the negative all the time. But I've seen a lot of stuff happen, and a lot of stuff happened to people who thought, nothing has ever happened to me, nothing is ever going to happen to me. That's pretty much not a great attitude to have. But challenge yourself just to be better every day. And I'm not talking denying yourself. I'm really talking about having this mindset where you are the CEO of your bank account. You're owning that. You're responsible for the profit and the loss of the business of you. Because at the end of the day, that really is what it's all about. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to give a crap about your finances except you. So it's really all up to you. And I beg you, have some fun. Give yourself a reward. Just do it after you've hit that goal or you've stuck with your money system for a week or a month, whatever it is for you, whatever is the miracle timeline for you, that is when you put in the reward and you get to make the rules. Getting in the right mindset, though, is 99% of the battle. And that, I think, is really the story, the message behind what Brianna is sharing and her whole transformation is once she got that mindset piece down and she really decided, okay, we can do this. We can handle this. This is not a freak out. We just have to maybe alter a few things. That's really where the change started to happen because you can empower yourself and you can feel really good. And even if you're sitting right now and you've got a ton of money in the bank account, you can do the same thing. There's probably a big goal that you're trying to achieve, or maybe there's some life transformation that you want to do. Well, you can do it. You can really make anything happen. And that is not just a load of crap that I'm giving you. That is reality. I've done it. I've helped other people do it. I've seen so many other people do it that there has to be. They're just, you can't even argue that with me because I've seen it happen so many times. But Brianna is earning superhero status. There's no doubt, because you don't have to be famous to be smart with your money. You can make the changes. So that just story is like perfectly led into the episode today. And you may know Stan Lee as the creator of so many great Marvel comics. I can't even name them all, but we've got Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man, Thor, the Hulk, Fantastic Four, Black Panther, Daredevil, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man. I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many of them that we would be here for an hour if I just named all of them. And he had this really cool late in life, and I'm talking like in his 70s and 80s, revival. Not to mention he had a cameo in every single movie. Look for Stan. He's in there somewhere. You cannot miss seeing him. But I know Stan Lee as Stan number one. That is what he was affectionately called by myself and my family. And then my dad is Stan too. So my dad is literally Stan number two. Whenever we would go to his office and they had this doorbell that you would ring before you would go in, and we would say, "Hey, it's Shauna and Stan number two. We're here to see Stan number one." And that was just kind of the thing. But he passed away recently at 95. And let me tell you, this guy had a lust for life. He walked every day for lunch, and he would walk a couple of miles every day all around his office in Beverly Hills. He worked every day, and he also wrote every day. He was constantly writing on new ideas and coming up with new concepts, and he had this crazy vault full of comics that you've never seen. You've never heard of these characters, but he just refused to give up. And when I think about Stan, like, he wore these khaki trousers. They were these light brown, kind of like jean-like trousers every day with a button down, and then he would put a sweater on top. He was pretty thin guy. He's pretty much been thin his entire life. Even in summer, he would wear the sweater and the whole outfit. And it's really interesting. I had this conversation with him once about food, and he's like, "Well, I like food, of course, but I'm not obsessed with it. Like, my obsession is comics. That's my escape, and that's where I go and I escape to, and perhaps I spend a little bit too much time there." But that was just what he loved to do from the very beginning in his career. And I've known Stan for about 20 years. And he's always been the same guy. A couple of years ago, I went to his office and he was video recording something for me for a project I was working on. I sent him the script and we had this Hollywood director filming him. And without practicing at all, we walked in his office and he's like, "Okay, I'm ready to go." He nailed the script. I mean, it was like, "Okay, yeah, of course, you're Stanley. You're gonna nail the script." But the Hollywood director, who hadn't met him before, he pretty much fainted when we walked out of the office. And it was so funny because to me, he's just Stan number one, but I forget what he means to other people and the impact that he's had in other people's lives. When you walk in his office, there's this kind of twirly magazine rack, if you will, and he's got all these comics, some of them comics you've never read before, some of them the legends in this kind of magazine rack. And so as you sit and wait, you can leaf through all of the comics. And it's always fun to go to his office with somebody who is in awe of Stan Lee, because they walk in and they see that magazine rack and they're just like, it's like you're a little kid again. And all of those comics bring back to you the sense of joy and the sense of fun and escape and all of the reasons why Stan did what he did and why he did it for so long. I mean, he worked all the way up until when he passed away, but he was ill-ish, I would say, for the last year. His wife, Joan, of nearly 70 years, she died in July 2017. And then earlier this year, he was accused of all sorts of things, of sexually harassing nurses and home aides, and reported that $1.4 million went missing from his bank accounts. And At the time, he claimed part of the money, $850,000, was stolen to purchase a condo. I mean, there was so much mystery and intrigue and drama, and it was like the front page of one of those crazy magazines that you would see in the grocery store. And that's not the Stan I know. So, of course, I can't say for sure what happened and didn't happen, but that certainly isn't the man that I knew. He was a genius, but he never really cared much about money. When that happens with anyone, stuff falls through the crack. It's going to happen. And think about in your own finances, the times when you're not paying attention to things. Stuff just falls through the cracks. You make bad decisions or no decisions at all, and someone makes it for you, or something makes it for you. And so here are my rules. I was trying to think as I was putting this episode together. Here are my rules really for everyone. Always know what's coming in and out of your bank account. Sounds really obvious, but just like Brianna was saying in her success story, they didn't realize how much money they were spending on food. And of course, food is this thing we all spend way too much money on. You don't have to be critical of yourself, but just have an awareness. What am I spending my money on? Like actually spending my money. Always double check the work of a CPA, an attorney, a business manager, and get a second opinion if something feels fishy. So many people hire an accountant or a CPA to do your taxes, and then you don't even look at them. You just automatically file them. Don't ever do that because they make mistakes. I've found mistakes that my CPA has made many times just in some of the numbers, and I've actually got more money back a few times because some of the calculations were wrong. So always double check. And then please don't ever say, but my partner handles all the money, so I really don't know. No. Don't ever say that. You have to know. And in my previous marriage, I made that big mistake. I knew what our expenses were. I knew where the money was going, generally speaking. But it was easier for me to not be involved and to not argue and to not try to control things. But that was such a big mistake. But that's why those weekly money dates are so critical, particularly if you're in a relationship, so that you can stay on top of the situation. There's transparency there. There's partnership there. All that stuff's a really good thing. And another reminder, check your credit score and your credit report at least once a year. See what's going on behind the scenes so something crazy doesn't come up. And I have seen a lot of crazy things. I have seen on people's credit reports where somebody has gone out and purchased a property in their name, they've stolen their identity, and it shows up as a good mark on their credit report. So they never even bothered to look because they thought, oh, there's nothing derogatory on my credit report. I don't even need to look. Well, once they figured out that somebody had purchased a home in their name, they then, of course, freaked out. And it took about a year and a half to get it removed off the credit report. So I'm just saying, good little reminder. And then create your money folder for your important documents, life insurance, will, trust, insurance information, etc. Create one central place that all your documents are stored. It's a great idea in case there's ever an emergency and you need to actually find those documents. But more than anything, it just gives you that peace of mind that you know where everything is and you're able to find it. You love podcasts, so I know you're also going to love listening to books with Audible. I mean, who has time to read anymore? I have become a huge fan of Audible because I can listen to a book anywhere I go and then just pick up right where I left off. And I recently started listening to The Queen, which is this awesome biography all about Aretha Franklin. With Audible, the books, they just come to life. You can listen to books by switching seamlessly between devices and then just picking up right where you left off. So I don't even have to remember any page numbers. And Audible members get a credit every month good for an audiobook in their store, regardless of price, and the unused credits, they just roll over to the next month. But don't take my word for it. Check out Audible yourself and join me on a one book a month quest. Audible is offering Millennial Money listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/mymoney and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. Go to audible.com/mymoney or text mymoney to 500-500 to get started today.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
So Stan said in an interview once, I love this. I learned later on in life, you need advisors if you're making any money at all. But then a little money started coming in and I realized I needed help. And I needed people I could trust. And I had made some big mistakes. And my first bunch of people weren't people that I should have trusted. And that is for sure, if I can give you a little kind of behind the scenes story, there was a company that Stan had started called Stanley Media. And this was when I first met Stan. And there was a guy running the company who appeared to have his shit together. He was one of those big wig Hollywood guys, and they would have these big parties, and there would be the who's who and celebrities and politicians and all sorts of things. Well, it turns out that this guy that was running the company was also kind of embezzling money and taking money from people, and let's just say it was not above the board. So the company ended up falling apart. This guy actually escaped the United States, and we've been trying to get him brought back home to the U.S. so that he can actually face the charges he needs to face. But that's a very long story. It's a bit scandalous. And let's just say a lot of people, including some people that I know very, 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 very well, got sucked. That's not a good word. Let's just say they lost a lot of money that was invested in that company because of this one really bad guy. And Stan is somebody who, he's just a likable guy. He trusts people. He always sees the good in people. He's just a really upstanding guy. So somebody like that, it's really easy to get taken advantage of because he just believes the best in everyone. But there's so many lessons that you can learn from Stan and other celebrities that have passed away where money has been an issue or a fight from family members. But a lot of these issues that come up with celebrities are a lot of issues that come up with all of us. We don't just have to have a lot of money in order to make mistakes or have things slip through the crack or trust someone that maybe we shouldn't have trusted. So first, the first thing I really learned from Stan is that he is this man dedicated to creativity. He is infectious with curiosity, hard work, determination, fun, every great habit that somebody could have, Stan had. And he found his passion and made his way all the way to the top of his career. And then he stayed there like a rock star. Can you imagine being in your 90s and people are constantly coming up to you, wanting autographs, taking pictures, feigning in front of you? He charged an obscene amount of money for autographs later on in his life. I can't even imagine that. He worked up until his death because he loved what he did. And I think about this every day. What can I do better? What can I find more joy in? The little things. Can I be more infectious as well in the same way? Can I really embrace my own story, my money story, my career story? And can I bring more creativity to everything and more joy, just the way that Stan did? Every time you walked into his office, he just had this big smile on his face and you couldn't help but feel happy. And you couldn't, it's also interesting because I don't quite know the way to describe this, but you could always tell that there was a story going on in his head too. Like, I always wanted to know if he made everybody that he came in contact with, if for some reason when he went to sleep at night, he was dreaming and they were in a comic in his dream. I always wondered about that because he kind of gave you this look like, oh yeah, you're this character. And it was like he could kind of read you. It was super awesome and creepy in the same breath. Also, Stan had one daughter, but there was still this estate planning battle before he died, and it got really nasty. I can't go into all the details, but it's twisted, and it's like that with so many different people. So what can you do now? You're young. I get it. Estate planning isn't a fun topic to talk about. So just put a few things on your to-do list. Get a will. There are really affordable ways to do this. There is a site called Tomorrow that actually has an app where it's free. Willing.com is another great place. I'll put these all in the show notes. Get a trust if you need one. A trust protects assets like your home and bank accounts from exposure to creditors and lawsuits. Also avoids probate, but it's not for everybody. So this is not all one size fits all, except for a will. A will is super important no matter what because we all got stuff. And get an advanced healthcare directive. That is your voice when you're sick and you can't make medical decisions. It's really important. But just take one step at a time. Just take one important document that you know you need to get taken care of and take care of that. And then maybe dip your toes into something else. And another thing I learned from Stan, and I learned this from things not going so well for him, don't be too busy or too proud to stay on top of your money. He admittedly let things go. He let other people manage his money. And that might not be the case for you, but if you think about it, it's kind of the same thing. If you're not paying attention to things, it's kind of like somebody else is managing your money because in actuality, nobody's managing your money. So just stay on top of things. You don't have to be crazy. You don't have to be controlling. You don't have to be negative or stressed out about it. But just a little check-in is really good. And double check your beneficiaries. This is something that everybody should do, but it's something that people think about only when they're in crisis mode. But if you've gotten married recently or you had a family, you had a child, you went through a divorce, anything like that, beneficiaries are on documents like life insurance, some bank accounts, investments, retirement accounts. Just make sure that you, A, have named someone, and B, that it's going to somebody that you really want and not like an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or an ex-friend or something like that. Otherwise, they're going to get a really amazing surprise if you just leave it that way. And, you know, it's probably a good day for them, but I really want you to give the money and the stuff that you've worked really hard for to the people you actually want to give it to. Another thing that I learned from Stan is trusting your gut. And again, this is something he learned later in life because he didn't really have a gut check, as he's told me many times early on. But if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. Whether it's career or people you hire, your finances, whatever it is, you got to trust your gut. And if something feels fishy, pause, take a break, and spend some time figuring out whether it's fishy for a reason. And I think lastly, the biggest thing that I learned from Stan, if I had to sum it all up, is just to love your life. Love the messy and the good, the easy and the hard, and all the in-between. And he is somebody who you could sit down with and he would tell you about the good stuff, but he'd also tell you about the stuff that he didn't do so well, but he learned something from it. And he would carry those lessons through. And he was also somebody that was really open at saying, I learned a lot of my lessons about money and people in my 70s and 80s. So we're talking many, many decades it took him to figure out, okay, I actually need to stay on top of my money. And I actually need to figure out if people are good people to work with. And all of those lessons. So I learned a very powerful exercise recently that really made a difference for me. I do it almost daily and I wanted to share it with you. Grab a piece of paper and write down three things that make you angry, three things that make you sad, three things that make you fearful, and three things that make you worry. Any three things. Don't even censor yourself. Just write down three things. Then once you're done with that, write 12 things that bring you joy. It's like the best therapy you're ever going to get, and you don't even have to pay for it. I swear, I've saved quite a few therapy bills just by doing this exercise. But Stan loved life. He loved the good, the bad, all the in-between, and he stayed committed to what he does best. And wow, did he do it well. And so many of us are so thankful. I'm so sad he's gone. I'm sad I'm never going to be able to ring that doorbell on his office again and say, hey, Stan number one, we're here for you. But I know that he did everything in this life that he wanted to do. He had a committed marriage. He had a family. He had this amazing career and he just went for it. He didn't censor himself. He wasn't scared of pushing the boundaries. He wasn't scared of trying something new. He just had this vision and he just started to put that vision down on paper and he would do it every single day. If you want someone that you can idolize for commitment, Stan is that. He never said, I'm sick or I'm hurt or I'm too tired or heck, I'm 95 years old. I need a nap. He never said that. He just got up every day. He was so joyful, so happy, and he just went out and truly lived his best life. Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Millennial Money. I'll be back on Tuesday with a fresh episode for you to check out. In the meantime, if you love this podcast, love this episode, and have found value in the content we share with you, I totally appreciate it if you do me a favor, head on over to iTunes, rate and review the podcast. I promise to be your BFF for life.